basketball.
With it is Bowers. Off the pick. They try the pick and roll. It's covered. Over to Baum. Baum. Bounce pass. They got Bossard down low, and she'll put it off the glass and in. Kelly Bossard's really working down the low post and has 10 points to show for, and it's 24-15 Wood River.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Wood River as the Eagles battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Three-pointer on that outside by Merman. Bounces around. No good. Rebounded by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the run here for Kearney Catholic. Pass up ahead to Houston, and Houston lays it up and in. Perfect pass and a perfect layup.
It's the first action of the new year for both teams as they look to start off 2011 on a winning note. It's the Stars and the Eagles coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Wood River. What shapes up to be a very interesting boys game, just about ready to get underway as the Eagles playing host to Kearney Catholic. Stars come in 5-3. Wood River is 4-2 on the season. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. Your yield leaders, contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Here are today's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Wood River. As we said, they're 5-2, and they look like this. Quinn Brungardt is 5'10 and a junior. He'll be the point guard. He'll start with Dylan Herman. He is 6'1 and a senior. Also starting will be Ryan Powell, 6-foot tall senior. Cooper Wissing is 6'4 and a senior. He gets the ball down low. It is pretty much game over. He is an incredible offensive force for Wood River. Riley Eggers, 6'2 and a senior, will round out the starting lineup here for Wood River. For Kearney Catholic, their starters look like this. Keegan Fitzgerald, the 5'8 junior, will start with Brian Huseman, 5'10 and a sophomore. Drew Butler, the 6'2 senior, will start with Alex Lease, 6 foot tall and a sophomore. And David Squires, 6'2 sophomore, will round out the starting lineup. Your starting lineup brought to you by your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. We'll have the tip between the Eagles and the Stars in 30 seconds right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to Wood River. The opening tip in the air, controlled by Quinn Brungardt, and Brungardt will drive the baseline. A little wild pass gets it to Cooper Wissing. Wissing will drive, shot up, no good. Lease is able to pull down the rebound, and the Stars, their first offensive possession. He'll kick it out. Butler will fire the three. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound to Squires, and Squires rattles it in. David Squires with the offensive rebound and the bucket. Couple of rebounds here for the Stars and a couple of points in the early stages of the ball game. Brungardt will play the point guard here, and Kearney Catholic going man-to-man as they'll dump it right side for Ryan Powell. Powell picked up on the baseline by Keegan Fitzgerald. They'll kick the ball back out for Powell. He'll shoot the three, and the rebound out of bounds. There was Wissing trying to get it, but he actually battled with his own teammate, Quinn Brungardt, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Kearney Catholic basketball. They give it to Butler, and the Eagles with a little bit of a zone press here, but Kearney Catholic handles it pretty well. Fitzgerald brings in the offensive zone, gets it to Houston on that right side. Minute into the game, bounce pass top of the circle for Lease. Left side, looking inside, is going to be Butler. He'll give it out to Lease, who will fire the three, and he'll bank in the three-pointer. I did not hear him call bank, but he gets the 3 points anyway. 5-0 start to the game here for Kearney Catholic. And Coach Lease would love nothing more than to build a nice little lead, make Wood River run the ball. They commit the foul, though, as driving in top of the circle was Ryan Powell. Powell was pushed, and so it will be a Wood River basketball, and they're going to let him inbound it on the baseline. The push going to be whistled on Fitzgerald. That's going to be his first. With it is Brungard, and he'll look to the top of the key. Now kicking off on the right wing here for Ryan Powell. They get it inside for Wissing, and Wissing high off glass. It's up and good. Cooper Wissing, very impressive ball player, and he hits a tough covered shot. And now up ahead comes Kearney Catholic. They give it right side for Fitzgerald. 2-3 zone right now for the Eagles. And Kearney Catholic will kick it for Squires. He's well behind the arc. Free throw line, bounce pass up, good. And a nice pass from the high post to the low post from Lease to Houston. And Houston will make it a 7-2 ball game. Wissing will dribble on that right side. He's picked up by Fitzgerald. That's a size mismatch, but Wissing has it. We'll give it on the baseline for Brungard. Back to Wissing, and Wissing will score. Again, that size mismatch. Wood River saw it, and now Wissing has all 4 points for Wood River. The Stars running the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Dylan Herman, and Kearney Catholic will maintain possession. Long pass up court, but Herman knocked it away. It goes on the baseline, so the Stars inbound it. Here's the three up and good for Squires on the inbounds. They left David Squires alone, and he now has 5 points here as Kearney Catholic with a 10-4 lead in the early stages. Brungard picked up by Houston as Kearney Catholic goes man-to-man. Wood River's gone almost exclusively zone. Powell has it. He's going to look on the inside, and we're going to have a little hand check whistled against Keegan Fitzgerald, and that'll be the second on Fitzgerald. So Keegan Fitzgerald finds himself in a little bit of foul trouble here in the early stages of the ball game. So Ryan Powell is going to inbound it, and Fitzgerald's still in the game. Thought maybe they might make a quick substitution here. They're just being told by the coach, don't do that anymore. Entry pass on the left side, and it's knocked out of bounds by Fitzgerald off the foot of Ryan Powell. So Kearney Catholic will force the Wood River turnover here, and they'll have a chance to add to their 10-4 lead. Butler, bounce pass to Squires, 15 feet away. Entry pass in for Houston, knocked away by Wissing, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Dribbling through pressure is going to be Ryan Powell. Powell's going to kick it out for Herman. Back inside for Wissing, back to Powell, and we're going to have a little push on the knee whistled against David Squires. So Squires is going to be called. So same officiating crew that we had in the girls' game, and a little bit of pushing and shoving and grabbing didn't get called, but they're not going to let the big boys bang around quite as much as they let the girls. Powell will get the inbounds, and driving here is going to be Wissing. Wissing picked up defensively by Lease, a little drive, and now the dish for Wissing. Wissing on the baseline jumper. That shot's no good. Brungard is able to make the save. He'll get it out to Powell, who will fire the three, and it is off the mark. Rebound by Butler. Long pass up ahead by Squires. Squires will get it to Brett James, who checked in during the timeout. He'll give it left side. Now driving is going to be Lease. Lease, 15-foot jumper, rattles around and is out. Brungard comes up with a rebound. He's going to be picked up defensively by James. James trying to dribble him into an area or drive him into an area where they can put on the double team, but Wood River handles the pressure pretty well, and Powell has it in the offensive zone. Powell will drive the baseline, kick it through the baseline to Herman. He'll try the long jumper. It is up and good. Three-pointer for Dylan Herman, and it's a three-point ball game. Stars up ahead quickly. They get it in the hands of Houston, and Houston fouled as he drives in. That possession lasted about 3 seconds for Kearney Catholic, but they got a great look at the basket, and now Houston will go to the line and shoot two. Couple of free throws coming up here for Houston, and the first one is up and good. Currently on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Ravenna leading Donovan Trumbull 14-13 at the end of one in boys basketball. The girls game obviously already over, and the final in that one, 80-31 Ravenna over the Donovan Trumbull girls. Second free throw up and good for Houston, so he hits both free throws, and the lead once again 5 here for Kearney Catholic. Wissing Little pressure, brings it across the timeline with the pass. Little flip pass, and Brungard almost had it stolen away by James. They give it to Wissing. They triple-team him right back into Wissing, and so quick he drives in. His shot's no good, and rebounded by Squires. Squires will bring it in the offensive zone himself, and he'll kick the ball back out here for Houston. He'll drive and dish on the baseline of Squires. He'll kick it out top of the circle. Connor Streit will fire the three. It's no good, and the rebound by Dylan Herman. And so Herman will get it up ahead and dribbling around is Powell. Powell picked up defensively by James, and James is going to be called for the foul on the body. Don Lees points to his youngest son and says, Alex, get back out there. And he's going to come back in and fill in for Brett James here. Herman will toss the ball in the backcourt for Brungard. And Brungard will actually drive the length, and his layup is too strong. Rebound by Squires up ahead, and he threw it a little bit too far in front of Abe Clinch, who checked in. And so a turnover on Kearney Catholic after that rebound by Squires. So 2:57 to go here in the first quarter. 5-point Kearney Catholic lead, 12-7. And Brungard facing some man-to-man pressure here by Lees. And now Squires will work together for a double team. They get it to Powell, and Powell has the ball knocked out of bounds by Abe Clinch. So the Eagles are inbound on the far sideline. It's going to be Herman tossing it in, and he'll get it for Ryan Powell, who picks it up in the backcourt, now brings it in the offensive zone. Picked up by Clinch. Stars almost exclusively man-to-man here, driving the baseline off the switch. The shot by Powell, no good. Huseman altered the shot a little bit and then pulled down the rebound, and up ahead come the Stars. Squires thought about a long three, but he'll get it to the elbow now for Abe Clinch. Clinch, pass off the hands of Brian Huseman and out of bounds. Pass was a little high, and it goes out of bounds. So another Kearney Catholic turnover here, but quite often Kearney Catholic will commit more turnovers and more team fouls than the teams that they play. That's just a little bit of their style. Brungard between the circles. On the right side, they give it for Powell. And again, Kearney Catholic, man-to-man here. Little pick and roll, trying to get the ball to Wissing. Ball's on the ground now. Lees has it. Flips it up ahead to Connor Streit. Streit dribbles through pressure. Stars don't have numbers. They give it to Clinch, who will drive, kick it back out. Now on the baseline is Huseman. His jumper's no good. And the rebound by Wissing. And we're going to have a foul whistle on Kearney Catholic as they try to pressure Wissing. That'll be the fifth team foul on Kearney Catholic compared to one whistled against Wood River. The foul on Abe Clinch is his first. That does allow the Stars to put their full court pressure on, though. Ryan Powell gave it away, now got it back. They're trying to double-team him. They do at midcourt. Stars run into each other, and they kick it out for Brungard. His three, no good. Offensive rebound, shot up and good for Dylan Herman. He's got five in the quarter, and that makes it a three-point ball game. Minute and a half to go, and the pass knocked out of bounds by Dylan Herman. Long pass attempted by Drew Butler, but Herman stepped in there and knocked it away. So it will be thrown in for Butler in the offensive zone for Kearney Catholic. 2-3 zone for the Eagles. Shooting over the top of it is going to be Butler. It is an air ball, and the Stars can't save it. And so it'll be basketball in the possession of Wood River. And the Stars are going to pressure a little bit here. They don't pressure the inbounder, but everybody else is covered man for man. They get it for Powell. Powell off of the screen, trying to bring it across the timeline. Pass tipped, but Herman comes up with it. Gets it up to Brungard. Brungard shot in the lane, no good. Kearney Catholic trying to track it down, can't get there. Is Alex Lees, and Lees trying to save it because he knew the last person to touch it was wearing a green jersey. So it will be Wood River basketball at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench here, and they'll toss it in the Eagles' offensive zone. Powell has it. Entry pass knocked away by Butler. Butler dribbles, dishes back out, and is run over as he comes up with a loose ball. Gets it back out for Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum's shot won't fall. Colby Wissing comes up with it, or rather Cooper Wissing comes up with it. And Cooper throws it to Brungard, and Kearney Catholic putting the pressure on, so the Eagles call a timeout. With 46 seconds to go here in the first quarter, timeout Wood River. It's a 12-9 lead for the Stars. We come back in 30 seconds.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling. both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back here to Wood River High School. Once again, it is 12-9, Kearney Catholic with the lead against Wood River. Earlier tonight, it was the Lady Stars with a 46-37 win over Wood River. On our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, Ravenna defeated Donovan Trumbull earlier tonight, 80-31. And boys game, a one-point game, one-point lead for Ravenna as they start the second quarter against Donovan Trumbull. That should be a pretty good matchup. We'll get to know Donovan Trumbull pretty well because we'll have coverage of them tomorrow night against Kearney Catholic right here on ESPN 1460. Brungart brings it in the offensive zone. Flip up ahead, tracking down that loose ball is Wissing. Wissing double-teamed, and he's going to end up throwing it into the backcourt. That's going to be over and back against Wood River. So the Stars will... Well, they should be inbounding it at midcourt, but they're going to inbound it in the corner and quickly fire the three up and good by Robbie Yoakum. Ball should have been thrown in at midcourt. They got right at the top of the key, and they drained the jumper in the corner. Long pass, stolen away. Here's Huseman coming up with it. He'll give it right back to Yoakum, right where he hit the shot. Now Yoakum will ball fake it, kick the ball back out, and the Stars will kick it out to Lees. He'll fire an NBA three, and he hits the three. Back-to-back three-pointers here for Kearney Catholic, and the lead is nine. Long pass, or long shot, rather, from three-quarter court at the buzzer, and that'll do it for the first quarter. One quarter's in the book, and Kearney Catholic will surge at the end here, has opened up a nine-point lead. They lead it 9-8. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This Sunday, it's a wild card edition of the NFL as we bring you a special playoff doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crews from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First, the Kansas City Chiefs will play in their first playoff game since 2006 when they welcome the Baltimore Ravens in Arrowhead Stadium. Then, Aaron Rodgers and Michael Vick square off in Philly when the Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Starting Sunday at 11:30 right here on ESPN Radio.
Well, a big three-pointer for Alex Lees. Another nice three-pointer for, actually, a couple of three-pointers for Lees. One from Yoakum and one three-pointer from David Squires. Stars shooting well behind the arc. And they have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter here, but they turn it away immediately. Brungart has it, enters it down low, shot up and good here for Sam Wadicheski. Wadicheski first points of the ball game as he starts the second quarter here. Lees gets in the offensive zone. We'll get the ball back left side for Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum back out to Lees. Another NBA three. This one a little bit short. Rebound by Huseman, and Huseman is the one that committed the foul. Apparently. I thought he had the position, but Huseman whistled for the play. No, he's out of bounds, I guess. And on the inbounds, Wood River turns it over. They'll kick it right back out to Butler, and Butler will drain the three. So Kearney Catholic hitting some shots from outside, and they're looking pretty good right now, leading at 21-10. Pass in the lane, deflected around. Yoakum comes up with it. Another Wood River turnover. The Kearney Catholic pressure is working out pretty well. The ball off the leg of Powell back into Yoakum, and Yoakum will hit another three. Wow, Stars just red hot right now as they lead by 13 as they're hitting three after three. Long pass up ahead to Ryan Powell. He's picked up there by Yoakum. He'll give it top of the circle for Brungard. He will find Herman in the corner. He'll shoot the three, and he'll answer back with his second three-pointer of the game. 6:41 to go here before halftime. A 10-point Kearney Catholic lead, 24-14. Left wing with it, Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum with the dribble. Will pick it up and give it left side for Alex Lease. Lease gets it in. They kick it right back out for Butler. Another three. Another hit from the outside by the Stars. 27-14. Butler, a couple of three-pointers here in the quarter. And they're going to call over and back. Ryan Powell caught the ball and knew he was going in the backcourt. Tried to throw the ball off the leg of Connor Strite, but he stepped on the half-court line, and that'll be another Wood River turnover. So the Stars with the pressure, and Wood River having a little trouble handling it right now, but mostly the Stars are just hitting a bunch of shots. Fitzgerald gives it right back to Butler, back to Keegan Fitzgerald. He'll shoot a three. It's no good. Rebound, last touch by Wood River. Apparently they're going to say that Cooper Whistling was the last to touch it as he was harassed by Brett James. James will get the inbounds, and he'll give it right wing for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald takes his dribble between the circles, has it top of the key, gets it at the free throw line to Squires, who gives it right back to Fitzgerald. His three-pointer rattles around and is no good. Rebound by Cooper Whistling. And Whistling will give it back out to Brungart, and we're going to have a little hand check whistled on Kearney Catholic. It's going to be on number 15, Brett James, and that'll be the second on James. Sixth as a team against Kearney Catholic. 5:42 to go here in the second quarter. Goodwin shaping up on our FM station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ravenna, Donovan Trumbull, they're tied at 27. Here, 27-14, Kearney Catholic with the lead. With the ball between the circles here is Riley Egger. And Egger will flip it out here for Ryan Powell. Powell will try the baseline. He'll take it off glass, rattling around, no good. Egger can't pull down the rebound. It's ripped out of there by Butler. Butler gets it up ahead. Left-handed layup by Strite, no good. Run the floor and snagging the bound is going to be Whistling. Whistling dribbles into the corner but is able to pass it back out to Powell. Powell brings in the offensive zone. Ball knocked loose. It's a turnover. Fitzgerald passes it up to James, and James will lay it up and in. Fitzgerald and James battled together to force the turnover. Fitzgerald came up with it, just passed it ahead to James. James caught it and shot in one motion, and now the Stars lead by 15. The Eagles will drive here. Powell in the lane, a little bit too strong, and the ball knocked out of bounds as Butler had it and could have called a push there or an over-the-back penalty, but no whistle as the Stars have possession. The ball clearly went out of bounds off the Eagles. And Alex Lease will slowly walk it into the offensive zone up by 15. They give it right side for James. James back to Lease, now left side. And here's another long three for Fitzgerald, and he hits the three. Wow, why not? Everybody else is hitting from out there. And it's about 6 feet from behind that arc, and Wood River throws it away when they face that full court pressure. Egger had it, was trying to connect with Wanilewicz, and couldn't make the connection. Another Wood River turnover. Stars inbound. Little backdoor cut here. Shot up and good for Brian Huseman. That was a great inbounds play, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the inbounds, I believe, against Wood River. I believe it's going to be on Wood River. I haven't seen who they're going to let inbound the ball. It is going to be Kearney Catholic. Yeah, running through there, trying to set a moving screen was Ryan Powell. Inbounded for James. So Powell whistled for the foul. Kearney Catholic has it. Squires on that right side. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Pulling down the rebound is Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum gives it to Squires, and we got a whistle as Squires was driving in. And it's going to be a push here against Wood River. Well before the shot. And the officials right now having a conversation with Riley Egger and David Squires. Both have kind of the same build and to a certain extent kind of the same mentality. They don't mind getting physical with each other, but the officials kind of want to make sure that everybody stays happy here. Inbounded to Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum will give it right back to Lease. Bounce pass on the inside. Just a little off the mark, and it's stolen away, but Kearney Catholic gets it right back as Huseman steals the long outlet pass. They'll give it off on the right side here for Alex Lease. So we swap turnovers. Lease will help enter it in. Now they kick it out. Here's Yoakum. His three, no good. Squires with the rebound. Squires shot, no good. Yoakum flies in there. Can't pull down the rebound as Brungart comes up with it. So Stars had a couple of nice looks there, but they missed the shot. But they're still up by 20, 34-14. Herman has it. Herman with the dribble on the baseline. Will drive in, and there was a whistle as he puts up a tough shot there. And Herman's going to go to the line and will shoot two shots. Kind of catch your breath just a little bit here as Kearney Catholic and Wood River, they are just running up and down here. The Stars dominating here in the second quarter. Free throw by Herman, up and good. He's got 4 points in the quarter. Nine-point lead at the end of one quarter, and lead was up to as many as 20, but a couple of free throws here by Dylan Herman makes it 34-16. Again, Wood River, 7 points in the quarter. Kearney Catholic with 16. So they've opened things up here a little bit. Well behind the three-point arc is Butler. He's about 25 feet away. It doesn't necessarily mean he won't shoot from there. We've seen a couple of guys hit from about that distance. Entry pass on the inside. It's tipped, and Egger comes up with it. Kearney Catholic turns it over, and then trying to make the steal back is Kearney Catholic. And that's going to be now 17 fouls on the Stars. So 1-1 coming up here for Wood River. The foul on David Squires is going to be his third. So for the Eagles, a 1-1 here for Ryan Powell. And Squires just trying to reach in there, making the steal, got him on the arm. Free throw by Powell, turns the net inside out. Wood River 3-for-3 from the line here in the game so far. With 2:48 to go here before halftime, 34-17. Kearney Catholic has doubled up Wood River. Second free throw up and good. Wood River cuts that deficit down to 16 as Butler will bring it into the offensive zone. And again, 2-3 zone here for the Eagles. And they'll kick it off on the right side for Lease. Huseman has it. Kick it out to Fitzgerald. He'll fire the long three. It's no good. Rebound by Cooper Wissing. After red hot earlier, the Stars have cooled down a little bit. Now running's Wood River. They kick it out for Herman. His long jumper is no good. And Kearney Catholic knocked the ball loose. That should have been a held ball, but Butler knocked the ball loose after the rebound, and it rolls into the hands of Keegan Fitzgerald. So the Stars have it. Dribbling up to the free throw line is Lease. His shot is no good, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. Abe Clinch trying to pull it down, but ripping it out there was Riley Egger, and they're going to say Clinch with a little reach there. So Egger will go to the line, shoot a 1-1. Robbie Yoakum checking in here for Kearney Catholic, and at the line for the 1-1 is going to be Riley Egger. Egger's free throw, back the iron and no good, and the rebound to Brian Huseman. And Huseman will give it to Butler. 2:03 to go before halftime. Butler with the dribble, and he's looking on the inside, but there's nobody in there. There's nobody, only one player inside the three-point arc. Butler thought about the three. He'll give it to Lease on that right wing. Butler now top of the circle, has the ball back. And he's just continuing to look on the inside. Lease gets it in, kicks it out. Here's Yoakum, three-pointer, up and good. That little in-out, and Yoakum drains his third three-pointer of the ballgame. 9 points off the bench here for Robbie Yoakum. Pass on the inside, knocked loose by Kearney Catholic. Huseman has it, gives it up ahead here for Yoakum. Yoakum will pull up a 12-foot jumper, and Lease is on the ground after boxing out. I think one of the Eagles kind of ran through him a little bit. And it will be Kearney Catholic basketball. A push, going to be whistled on Ryan Powell. That's going to be his second. Stars the inbound, and they give it to Lease in the corner. And Lease will skip it out here. Here's the three-pointer for Fitzgerald on the skip. It's no good. And Egger will pull down the rebound. And Egger up ahead here for Brungart. Brungart's pass on the left wing for Powell there. Egger wants it on the inside, but they're going to shoot that long three-pointer. It's no good. Pulling down the rebound is Wissing, and Wissing drives hard to the basket. His shot no good, but on the drive, He draws the body contact, and he'll head to the line and shoot two. Relatively quiet game here for Cooper Wissing, mostly because Wood Rivers had trouble getting the ball inside to him. And his free throw here is off the mark. Matt Glow checking in here for the Eagles. And Wissing will step back to the line. He toes the line after the foul was whistled on Huseman. Free throws rolling around and no good. Snagging the bound is going to be Alex Lease. And he'll give it to Butler. Right at the one-minute mark, we break the timeline at midcourt. And milking the clock a little bit, here's going to be Kearney Catholic. After all, up by 19 points, they'll work the last minute off or so if the Eagles want to stay in that zone. They have the last possession. That's exactly what's going on here, as Butler and Lease just playing catch with it, and both of them could step back up the half-court line if they wanted to. And they're just playing a little catch to milk the clock a little bit. They've worked 30 seconds off so far, and now involved in the game of keep away is going to be Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum and Butler now just playing catch, one on the far right side, the other one right in the middle of the court. Yoakum will use up his dribble, now kicks it back out here for Butler. With 15 seconds left, the Stars will set up the offense here in just a moment or two. And with the drive is going to be Butler. Skip pass in the lane for Huseman. Huseman will give it out for James. And James will hit the three-pointer. 1 second left on the clock. The inbounds almost stolen away. And Kearney Catholic hits another three-pointer. This one from Brett James. And then James is now the 6th Kearney Catholic player to hit a three-pointer here in the first half. The outside shooting for the Stars has helped Kearney Catholic build a 40-18 lead over Wood River. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers, and we're going to try to talk with Coach Petrie. We'll talk with Coach Petrie when we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Dearest Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show, we come up with Soren Janssen, total points leader for the Tri-City Storms. They're getting ready to embark on a long road trip. We talked to Lance Cree, Chasing's men's basketball coach, and Joe DeMail of FantasyPlayerThis.com.
We go to Vegas to preview the NFL playoffs and the BCS National Championship game with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay, and Andy Markowski will preview the Husker men's basketball team from the Husker Sports Network.
The Doug and Daddy Show, weekdays at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Our listeners will enjoy hearing us.
Welcome back. We're at halftime of the boys' game as Kearney Catholic leads here in Wood River 40-18. An impressive first half here for the Stars as they lead it 40-18. The girls' game close much of the way, but the Stars hold on in that one 46-37. And to talk to us about the game is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And Coach, imagine if you guys would have shot the ball well today. You did a lot of things very well, but shooting was probably not one of them.
No, it wasn't. You know, I told the girls after the game that effort-wise on defense, that's probably the best we've played all year. As far as moving and being aggressive and getting in passing lanes and just, you know, not standing still. So, you know, I was really pleased there, and we missed a lot of shots, but that's kind of the way we are. We're hot and cold a lot of times.
And it kind of came in streaks as well. In that fourth quarter, though, you started hot in the fourth quarter, got a big three-pointer from Michaela, and Bailey Sokolowski, only 5 points in the game, but all of them in that fourth quarter as part of that run that really kind of opened things up.
Yeah, she hit two shots in a row, and that kind of extended the lead after Michaela hit that three. So, you know, that was those were two big shots.
And end up a quick little 8-0 run, and after that, you really kind of got the sense that you kind of had weathered the storm a little bit. At least I got that sense. You got on the bench, you may not have quite felt that way.
Well, I thought, you know, once we got the lead, we were in pretty good shape. I mean, the girls are pretty smart and usually make, you know, decent decisions with the ball. And, you know, we've been pretty good once we have the lead, so it's pretty comfortable. We've been in a lot of these games where we can't seem to extend the lead. I mean, we get up on teams, and they come back, and then we get up. And you know, at least lately in the last four, five, six games, everything's been close.
Maybe I'm working too hard to try to find the silver lining here a little bit, but when you play games like that down the stretch, isn't that going to help you when it comes tournament time?
I'd like to think so. You know, there'll be battle tested, that's for sure.
And one thing about it, when you don't shoot well, I mean, it just happens to everybody. When you don't shoot well, but you do everything else well, because you forced Wood River into 23 turnovers unofficially, when you do everything else well, in a sense, that kind of helps the growth of your team, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, it would be nice, though, once in a while to get a win where, you know, it's a little bit more comfortable. We get some other kids in the ball game and get them some experience. But, you know, this year is just one of those years where, you know, there's a lot of kids that haven't had a whole lot of game time. And, you know, it's getting better. It really is getting better. It's hard to tell sometimes. But, you know, from a coach's standpoint, I like the improvement that we're starting to show.
And obviously, I think one of the things that's probably going to be a headline tomorrow would be Theron Baum, starting for the first time since mid-December, finished with 14 points, 7 rebounds. Talk a little bit about having her back and what that does for your team.
Well, you know, she just gives us a little bit more inside presence. She's willing to battle in there. And, you know, she's not afraid of contact. And that's something that that's something that we need. A lot of kids don't want to be physical, and you know, she's not one of them. She's willing to be physical, and she's willing to battle, and you know, and she's a pretty good outside shot too. So
are you kind of hoping that rubs off with some of the other girls?
Oh, I hope so. You know, we did a lot of really nice things that first half, and only to be up by 7 or 9 or whatever it was, it's a little bit disappointing, because you know, 4, 5, 6 possessions in a row, we get them to turn the ball over, and then we can't take advantage of it.
Talk a little bit about tomorrow, Donovan Trumbull, what you're going to have there. Again, you take a look at the record, it's very similar to what you had tonight against Wood River, but talk a little bit about the cards.
They have a couple nice players. They have a sophomore, Kirsten Sullivan. She's a nice player. She played with some of the girls this summer on the Runza team, Runza junior team, and they've got some kids back from last year, and they gave us some fits last year for a while. And, you know, our ability, and my guess is we'll see some more zone. I mean, we're just seeing, that's what we're seeing this year, and we're just going to have to do a good job of getting the ball inside, maybe knock down some outside shots again.
Well, and we'll find out tomorrow, because we'll have the game we'll have the game right here on ESPN 1460. Rick, appreciate the time. Congratulations, 46-37 win for your team, and Keep picking up the wins, even if you got to work hard to get them.
Yeah, we'll take even the ugly ones, Randy.
All right. Thanks, Rick Petrie, the head basketball coach for the Kearney Catholic girls. Once again, 46-37. The girls win it here in the boys' game. Kearney Catholic with a 40-18 lead over Wood River. And we'll take a look at the halftime numbers of the boys' game when we come back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We remind you that don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers right after this timeout.
The Tostitos BCS National Championship on ESPN Radio. Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton leads top-ranked Auburn against LaMichael James and second-ranked Oregon. The scoring will be early and often in this matchup, as this could be the highest scoring in the game's history.
Steps to his right, throws in the end zone, touchdown!
Auburn, Oregon, January 10th on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Wood River at halftime. Kearney Catholic leading things over the Eagles by a count of 40-18. And again, some tremendous shooting for Kearney Catholic, as 6 different players have hit 3-pointers in the game. And Kearney Catholic, that outside shooting over the top of that Wood River zone, has really opened up a comfortable lead here for Kearney Catholic. For Wood River, leading the way for them is Dylan Herman. He's got 10 points and 1 rebound here in the first half. 4 points for Cooper Wissing, 2 points off the bench for Sam Wadicheski, and 2 points from the free throw line for Ryan Powell. And that gets us up to our 18 points here in the ball game. Leading rebounder is Wissing. He's got 5 rebounds in the first half, and Quinn Brungard, the point guard, also has 3 rebounds here for Wood River, who have out-rebounded the Stars unofficially 10-9 here in the first half. For Kearney Catholic, very, very balanced scoring. They have 7 players in the books, and all of them awfully close to the same number, somewhere between 3 and 9 points for all of them. Leading the way here so far is Robbie Yoakum off the bench. Yoakum has hit 3 3-pointers, and he's got 9 points here at intermission. Drew Butler's hit a couple of 3-pointers. He's got 6. Alex Leese has hit a couple of 3-pointers. He has 6. Brian Huseman has 6 points here at the break. Brett James hit a late 3-pointer in that second quarter. He's got 5 points in intermission. Keegan Fitzgerald has hit a 3-pointer. He's got 3. And I think I've got everybody covered except for David Squires, who has 5 points and 4 rebounds here at intermission. He is a leading rebounder for Kearney Catholic. Unofficially, I have Kearney Catholic with only 9 rebounds in the game, but only 10 for Wood River. Not a lot of rebounds because a lot of shots have been going in, so there aren't that many rebounding opportunities. Again, Kearney Catholic, 6 different players have hit 3-pointers here in the first half, and they lead it 40-18 at intermission. We're going to take one last little 30-second break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to Wood River. Our halftime score once again, 40-18, Kearney Catholic with the lead over the Eagles. And again, you look like a pretty good basketball team when you shoot over the top of a zone like Kearney Catholic's been doing. Head coach Derek Lindsay likes the zone, believes in the zone, and zones can be obviously very effective. I mean, Syracuse wins a lot of basketball games with the zone. Looks a little bit different than one we're seeing here today, but when you shoot over the top of it like Kearney Catholic has, boy, it makes zones not work near as well. But both teams are going to stick with what they do as Kearney Catholic has possession to start the basketball game off here in the second half. And Kearney Catholic being very patient. Why not? They're up big. And if Wood River's not going to pressure the ball, the Stars can milk the clock a little bit. They'll kick it left side for Keegan Fitzgerald. Stars going with their starters from the first half here in the second. Squires has it. Gives it to Huseman. Now kick right side for Fitzgerald. Pass on the inside for Squires. They double-team him. He's got to put up a tough shot, and it is no good. And the rebound by Cooper Wissing. So Wissing snags the bound, and here comes Wood River, their first possession of the second half. Herman has it. He'll take it to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, rolling around, and no good. That was a tough shot, and Butler is able to pull down the rebound here for the Stars. Butler in the offensive zone will look to his right and finds Alex Leese. It's Fitzgerald, Huseman, Butler, Leese, and Squires out there for Kearney Catholic. We'll get Wood River's players here in just a moment. Entry pass to Huseman, kicking it back out. Here's Butler. His 3, no good. Offensive rebound for Squires. That shot won't fall. Wissing pulls down the rebound after the miss. And here comes Wood River. Burghardt, Herman, Powell, Wissing, and Egger out there for Wood River. They'll get the ball to Herman on that left side. Kearney Catholic going to go man-to-man here. Dribbling is Brunghart, and he'll get it down low. Tough shot by Wissing. Off the mark. Rebound to Leese. Stars want to run, but they're slowed down enough here by Wood River, so they'll set up the half-court offense. Entry pass to Squires, and Squires is bumped as he puts up the shot. That's going to be on number 31, Cooper Wissing. So Squires kind of winning that battle a little bit as they'll go line and shoot two. First foul of the second half, whistled against Wood River. And the free throw is up and good for the sophomore, David Squires. Second free throw, bounces around, hangs on the rim for a while, but Cooper Wissing up high, pulls down his third rebound of the second half. He's got 8 rebounds in the game. And now he'll bring in the offensive zone and just hand the ball off to Powell. And Wissing will set up a little screen for him, a little pick and roll. Wissing on that right wing is shut off by Squires, and they get the ball back out to Powell. Again, a little pick and roll here. Powell this time, he's going to shoot the jumper on the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Herman. Herman had it knocked away and stolen out of there by Butler. And Butler up ahead for Fitzgerald. Ball loose in the lane as he tried to bounce pass. No good. Rebound pulled out of there by Butler. Shot no good. Rebound by Squires. Back out to Butler. A three. This time he drains the three. 9 points in the game for Drew Butler as Squires is able to pull down that rebound after the first miss. And now Squires will try to double-team, but dribbling through it is Powell. Powell pass on the inside, though, knocked away by Huseman. Huseman gives it the lease, a little floater in the lane, no good. And up high for the rebound is going to be Wissing. Wissing kicks it back out here for Powell. And in the backcourt, they throw a pass. It's stolen away by Squires, up ahead to Lease. And Lease is clobbered going in, and he'll head to the line and shoot too. Stars collapsing on the ball for us, yet another Wood River turnover. And a couple of free throw attempts coming up here for Alex Lease. First trip to the line for Lease. We haven't had too many free throw attempts in the game. Huseman has shot two, and Squires has shot a couple of free throws, and now it's Lease's turn. His free throw is up and good. 45-18, Kearney Catholic with the lead over Wood River. We were tied midway through the first quarter. Since then, the Stars really have hit some shots. Second free throw rattles around, up and good for Alex Lees. Again, Wood River 5-2 on the year. Kearney Catholic 5-3, so the Eagles actually have a better record than the Stars, but the Stars now with a 28-point lead. Right wing, Herman. Herman will drive. Herman falling down, makes a nice pass up ahead to Wissing, and Wissing is fouled. The end of three quarters, 35-34, Donovan Trumbull leading Ravenna. That game on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. So that one, a good one brewing. The free throw is up and good for Wissing. Wissing now has five in the game. Relatively quiet for him. And we'll make some substitutions as we go through things here. Second free throw for Wissing. He turns the net inside out, so he's got 6 points in the game. And slowly in the offensive zone, Keegan Fitzgerald. He'll kick it in the corner for Robbie Yoakum, who checked in with Brett James. James had it for a little bit. Now they'll kick the right side for Yoakum. Kearney Catholic going to milk the clock here a little bit, up by 26, which makes perfect sense. Yoakum kicks it back out for James. And they're just kind of working around the perimeter. They get it to Squires from 15 feet from the elbow. His shot's no good. Rebound by Wissing, and then the loose ball picked up by Abe Clinch, and then Clinch is hit by Wissing. And I think that's a frustration foul as much as anything. After playing pretty good defense, Wood River then turns the ball over. Clinch, free throw up and no good. So the score remains 46-20. Second free throw by Clinch, also no good. So after shooting, hitting everything, Kearney Catholic's kind of quieted down offensively a little bit here in the second half, but they forced the turnover with the loose ball as Yoakum. Yoakum shut off on the baseline and facing some Wood River pressure, he turns the ball over. So we just swapped turnovers as Quinn Brungard, after turning the ball over on one end of the court, flew down and played defense on the other. Love to see that. Don't hang your head when you turn it over. Go back and go get the ball back for your team. Pass on the inside, tipped around. David Squires comes up with it. Squires will dribble to that right side. He's slowed down here with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. He'll get the ball back out for Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will now kick it to the left. That's Robbie Yoakum. Enters it into Clinch at the elbow from the free throw line, and a push is going to be whistled against the Eagles. That's going to go against Quinn Brungard, and that'll be his second. Fourth as a team here against the Eagles. So Squires will inbound it. James open inside, and they try to bounce pass through the lane, and Matt Glow, who checked in a moment ago, he's going to be whistled for a kick. So Stars will inbound it yet again, a little ball fake. They bounce pass it for Clinch, and Clinch will get the ball back out here for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald between circles. Now he's going to play quarterback, direct traffic a little bit, gives it to Yoakum on the left wing, and they'll kick it right side for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, well behind the three-point arc, is just going to kind of back out with it. And right now this zone is acting the way Derek Lindsay intends here for Wood River. It's Kearney Catholic. Their offensive output has really been slowed a little bit here, but the Stars with the lead, they're going to be patient. They give it right side, and Fitzgerald hits a three. He's got 6 points in the game, both of them coming from behind the arc. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter, a 29-point Kearney Catholic lead. Brungardt, pass on the inside, knock loose, falling down and saving it as Squires. Pass up ahead here for Fitzgerald, looking for a cutter, but hustling back is Wood River. And Matt Wadalewski comes up with the loose ball. And it's going to be Brungardt in the offensive zone. Pass up ahead. It's another turnover, intercepted this time by Abe Clinch. Clinch gets it up ahead of Yoakum, and Yoakum will drive the lane and score. So Robbie Yoakum now with 11 points in the game and a 31-point Kearney Catholic lead. 2:08 to go here, third quarter, and we have the makings of a JV fourth quarter here. With the basketball, a little timeout here for Wood River. Pressure put on. And Matt Wadalewski had nowhere to go with it, so a quick 30-second timeout here for Derek Lindsay to maintain the possession. Timeout Eagles, they're trailing at 51-20 to Kearney Catholic. 2:02 to go in the third. We're back after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
And welcome back here. Ryan Powell is going to inbound it here for Wood River, and stepping on the sideline or the half-court line after catching it in the offensive zone on the inbounds is Quinn Brungardt. And that'll be another turnover here on Wood River. So the Stars have possession of the basketball. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. A 31-point lead as they kick it right side for Connor Strike. And again, a little kind of a 1-2-2 zone here as they kind of extend a little bit higher out there for Wood River. And they're going to pass it on the right side. A little ball fake here for Strike. Around the perimeter we go. Here's Lees. He'll kick it right side for Butler. Back to Lee's, top of the key. He'll fire from behind the arc and hit nothing but net. That one step behind the three-point arc was Alex Lee's, and he's now hit 3 three-pointers in the game. Tied at 41, Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna with 3:34 to go in the fourth quarter. A great one on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Pass on that left side, knocked out of bounds by Lee's. How loud do you think the gym is over at Donovan Trumbull right now? Minute 9 to go here. We're tied at 41 over in Donovan Trumbull with about 3.5 minutes to go. Here we got a minute 9 to go, and Kearney Catholic, again, they play a lot of players, but they've brought a fair number of new bodies out there, including Greg Grosskreutz, as Grosskreutz putting a little pressure on Quinn Brungardt. And with the dribble here is going to be Wadalewski. Wadalewski gives it back out to that outside. Brungardt with the long shot. It's no good. And rebounded by Sam Wadacheski. Wadacheski's shot will not fall. Squire is fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touch by Wadacheski. And for Kearney Catholic, checking in here is going to be, well, they didn't get in there just in time, so Eric Long will have to wait. With 43 seconds to go here in the third quarter. With the dribble and milking the clock a little bit is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald playing a little catch on the outside with David Squires. Squires looking for someone to throw the ball to. John Blake, little backdoor cut. on the baseline, but they don't find him, so they'll just get it back out to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald and Squire is about the only two guys. Well, Clinch plays quite a bit here, but Kearney Catholic starting to make that transition to some other players in the game with 14 seconds to go. Between the circles with it is Keegan Fitzgerald, now 10 seconds left, dribbling up against Brungard. Ball through the lane, rolls all the way through the lane off of whose shoes? It's off some green shoes. It'll be last touch by Kearney Catholic. And so with 5.9 to go here, the Eagles will inbound it. Toss it in. It's going to be Ryan Powell. Powell has it on the baseline, tosses it in for Wadicheski. Wadicheski gives it to Brungard. Brungard from about 30 feet away at the buzzer, off glass, no good, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic with a 54-20 lead. We'll be back with quarter number four right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Well, Kearney Catholic poised to pick up their sixth win of the season. They lead it 54-20 over Wood River as we start the fourth quarter. The Eagles will inbound it. Dylan Herman will toss it in. He gets it in the corner for Ryan Powell. Powell, quick three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound taken out there by Abe Clinch for Kearney Catholic. Up ahead, they get the ball to Drek Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz's shot won't fall. Eric Long with the rebound. Long shot won't go in. And rebounding it is Cooper Wissing. Wissing will get the ball back up ahead here for Quinn Brungard. Brungard facing a little bit of pressure here by Brett James. And James knocked the ball loose, but Brungard has it near midcourt. He'll drive. Put up a tough-looking shot. It's no good. And the Stars snag the rebound. That's going to be Long again, who comes up with it, and he'll give it to Brett James. And James will give it off on the left side for John Blake. Blake for three, no good. And the rebound by Quinn Brungard. And Brungard has his pocket picked, stolen away by Kearney Catholic. And it's Clinch who makes the steal, pass up ahead, and we got a hold whistled on Wood River. Kearney Catholic will inbound it after Lane Weissman whistled for his second foul of the game for Wood River. Clinch will drive, kick right wing. Grosskreutz has it, drives in the lane, has it ripped away from him by Riley Egger, and Egger will get the ball back out here for Wissing. I think you got everybody called for both teams out there that are playing at the moment. Howell has it, will drive, kick it left side for Brungard. Brungard in the lane, little floater, short, and rebounding the basketball is going to be Abe Clinch. Clinch with a couple of rebounds here in the quarter. His pass on that left side, though, is going to be intercepted by Wissing. And Wissing will just put the ball back out here for Powell. And Powell in the offensive zone with 6.5 minutes to go here, a 34-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Pass back out for Brungard. Brungard will drive, kick it back in the corner for Wissing. He'll fire the three, and he'll hit the three. Cooper Wissing is the only Eagle to score here in the second half. He's got 9 points in the game, 5 of them coming in the second half now. First field goal of the second half for the Eagles as well. With the drive is going to be Long. Long loses the basketball into the hands of Herman. Herman drives, is shut off by Long, and now has a shot blocked by Long. But after he blocked it, he landed on Herman pretty much after the shot. But to the line to shoot two will be Dylan Herman. It's really after the shot, but 100 times out of 100, you'll send the shooter to the line when that happens. So Herman's going to go and shoot two. Free throw is a little bit short, so score remains 54-23 in favor of Kearney Catholic. second free throw by Herman. Rattles around and no good. And again, that was a three-pointer. So Connor Streit now can check into the game. First two shots, no good for Herman. And now he'll put up the third one, and it is up and good. Checking in for the Stars is going to be Isaac Richter. So Richter to inbound it. He can run the baseline, and he's able to get the ball up ahead to Connor Streit. Streit facing a little bit of pressure. Long pass up ahead, making the catch is Eric Long. Long gives it to Clinch. Clinch kicks it back out for Brett James. James out for Streit. Streit thought about the three, but he's going to dribble around with it. Give it back to James. James dribbles all the way through the baseline and then flips it back out for Connor Streit. Now on the baseline, driving is Long. Shot no good. Long comes up with a rebound, and he hits the bucket. Offensive rebound and bucket there for Eric Long, and the lead is now 32. With the dribble up ahead is going to be Powell. Powell picked up by Streit, but now great drive by Powell, and he puts up a tough left-handed layup underneath the glass. It's up and in. Streit very quickly for Kearney Catholic, comes right back out. They give it to Clinch. Now back in the corner for Streit. He'll fire the three. No good. And the rebound out of there by Cooper Wissing. Wissing with 9 points and nine rebounds. Gave the ball away. Now he gets it back. He's going to fire a three. It's short and was blocked by Eric Long. And that loose ball is picked up by Connor Streit. Streit flips the ball, loses the ball. Cooper Wissing comes up with it. And then we're going to have a foul whistle here on Kearney Catholic. Isaac Richter whistled for the foul. And now Jack Graham going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. So the freshman Jack Graham will step out there for the Stars with 4:43 to go here in the ballgame. Five team fouls against Wood River. Three have been whistled against Kearney Catholic. Grungart in the offensive zone. Right wing for Herman. Stars going man-to-man. Top of the circle. Three-pointer here for Powell. No good. Offensive rebound by Riley Egger, and his shot is up and good. First points of the game here for Egger. 4:20 to go, fourth quarter, and Kearney Catholic has doubled up Wood River. It's 28-56. Streit, five-second count going on. Will dribble to his left. Gets it off here for Richter. Back to James. James pass on the inside. Lost it, but right into the hands of Richter. His shot is no good. And the rebound by Riley Egger. And Egger up ahead, driving is going to be Brungart, and Brungart is fouled on the run for Wood River. So Brungart will go line, will have a couple of shots here, and the starter will try to get his first points of the ball game. With 3:53 to go, the foul whistled on Brett James is his second. Free throw is up. Rattles around and good for Quinn Brungart. This is his first trip to the line. And Blake Holtmeyer going to check in here for the Stars, as well as Breck Grosskreutz. Second free throw up and good for Brungart. He hits both free throws. And the inbounds to Connor Streit. Streit works it up ahead. Grosskreutz has it. Gives it up to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer misses the layup. Rebound by Isaac Richter. Richter has the ball knocked away from him, and Powell has it. He'll fire the three for Wood River in transition, and pulling down that rebound is going to be Breck Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz with the ball now in the hands of Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer from the free throw line picked up defensively, has to find Connor Streit, who gives it over to Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz's jumper is no good, and the rebound takedown there by Streit. And Streit will just give the ball between the circles to Isaac Richter. And Richter just deep exhale and just hands the ball off now to Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz in the lane has the ball knocked loose. Riley Egger has it. Ripped away from him. He gives it to Powell. And Powell up ahead hits a tough layup in transition and will now try to finish off a three-point play. He drove right into Riley Egger. And Egger, big, strong kid, just took the ball away, literally from Grosskreutz, passed it up ahead. The layup by Powell was good. Free throw, no good. Offensive rebound by Wissing. Wissing missed the shot, puts up another one, and now he'll go the line again. Pulls down yet another rebound, and now he'll go line and shoot two. In fact, he pulled down two rebounds. He's got 11 rebounds in the game. He's got 9 points in the game as well, so if he hits the free throws, he'll have a double-double, and he misses the first of two. Ryan Pound checking back in with Matt Wadalewski. And the free throw by Wissing is no good. And Connor Streit pulls down the rebound. Quickly, up ahead, he gives it to Grosskreutz. And Grosskreutz trying to find Holtmeyer and away from the reach of the freshman Blake Holtmeyer. So a Kearney Catholic turnover. And dribbling in the offensive zone is going to be Ryan Powell with 2:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. 56-32. Dribbling is Brungard. He'll kick the ball out to Wadalewski. Wadalewski's three is no good. Ball bounces all the way through to the baseline, and they're going to say Wood River was the last to touch it. And for the Eagles, checking in the battle is going to be Sam Wadicheski and Matt Glow. Also coming in is going to be Dakota Erpelding for Wood River as well. For the final 2:34 of the ball game. Stars to inbound it. Jack Graham checked in, and he's going to throw it into the corner, and he gets the ball in to Breck Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz dribbles. A little pressure being put on here by Trace Armstrong, who also checked in for Wood River. Dribbling is Connor Streit. Streit to the right side. Looks for a cutter. Finds the shooter in John Blake. His shot will not fall. Fighting for the rebound is Grosskreutz, and it is out of bounds. Grosskreutz doing hand-to-hand combat with Sam Wadicheski. Wadicheski couldn't come up with the ball. He was the last to touch it, and so Kearney Catholic will inbound it. It'll be Grosskreutz on the baseline here, hoping to add to a 56-32 lead for Kearney Catholic. Inbounded for Graham, and Graham gives it in the lane for Grosskreutz, and Grosskreutz loses the ball. It's stripped away. Matt Glow comes up with it, and Glow will work it up. Now they kick it in the corner. Here's Armstrong for three. Offensive rebound by Dakota Erpelding. Erpelding with the dribble gives it now to Wadalewski. Wadalewski shot no good. Armstrong hits the bucket and the foul. He'll try to finish off a three-point play. Donovan Trumbull pulls off the upset. 47-46. It is the final in Donovan as the Cardinals with a 47-46 win over Ravenna. So the Jays, the top-ranked team in Class C2, falls to Donovan Trumbull. There's a notice of arrival for the Donovan Trumbull program. Free throw up and good for Armstrong, and now we got a little push as Kearney Catholic has it in the offensive zone. Well, Donovan Trumbull will be in a pretty good mood when they travel to Kearney tomorrow to take on Kearney Catholic. We'll have the boy-girl doubleheader for you tomorrow right here on ESPN 1460. John Blake has it, gave it away. Now Yoakum has it as they'll work it back around the perimeter. Check that. It's not Yoakum. It's Eric Long. Long had the ball down low, and nice job of doubling down on him by Trace Armstrong. They'll kick the ball back out. Three-pointer by Graham, no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. On the ground is Matt Wadalewski. Actually, they're just going to say the ball was out of bounds and not a foul on Kearney Catholic. Pass left side for Wadicheski. Wadicheski gives it to Armstrong. Back to Wadicheski, who drives the lane. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall. A lot of battling for the ball in underneath. It goes out of bounds. And last touch by Wood River. Holtmeyer with the inbounds will bring it up court here for the Stars. 1:04 to go here in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic in control since the early stages. Bad pass stolen away by Trace Armstrong, and he's going to hit a tough left-handed layup. He's got 5 points in the quarter here, and we have 52 seconds to go in the ball game. 56-37, Stars with the lead. Jack Graham with the dribble here for Kearney Catholic. He'll give it to Holtmeyer on the right wing. Blake Holtmeyer, entry pass, down low for Long. Long finds a cutter. That's going to be Blake. Blake floater, no good. Rebound by Armstrong, and Armstrong's looking up ahead. They get it to Wadalewski, and Wadalewski kicks it back out here for Erpelding. Erpelding for three, top of the key, no good. Trace Armstrong with the rebound, tips it back out here for Wadalewski. Wadolewski gave away, gives it to Erpelding. Erpelding, tough left-handed drive. Nice drive, but it won't fall. And the rebound to Isaac Richter. 12 seconds to go in the ball game. 56-37. Dribbling is going to be Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, tough drive in the lane, and it's bouncing around. Won't fall, but he's heading to the line. Good athletic move there by Blake Holtmeyer, and he couldn't quite get the shot to fall as he went in there with the big boy. He was fouled by Dakota Erpelding. That's Erpelding's first foul. First trip to the line here for Blake Holtmeyer, who's looking for his first point. Free throw is up and good for Holtmeyer. 4 seconds to go here, and Holtmeyer makes it a 20-point ball game again, 57-37. Second free throw, bounces around, no good, and the rebound by Trace Armstrong. And Armstrong will give it to Erpelding, and that's going to do it for the ball game. Your final score, it's Kearney Catholic 57 and Wood River 37. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a look at the numbers and try to talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lees. We'll do that right after this timeout.
The Tostitos BCS National Championship on ESPN Radio. Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton leads top-ranked Auburn against LaMichael James and second-ranked Oregon. The scoring will be early and often in this matchup, as this could be the highest scoring in the game's history.
Steps to his right, throws in the end zone, touchdown!
Auburn, Oregon, January 10th on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Jimmy's Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show. We kind of have a Soren Janssen, total points leader for the Tri-City Storms. They're getting ready to embark on a long road trip. We talked to Lance Creech, Hastings men's basketball coach, and Joe DeMail at FantasyPlayerThis.com.
We go to Vegas to preview the NFL playoffs and the BCS National Championship game with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay, and Andy Markowski will preview the Husker men's basketball team from the Husker Sports Network.
The Doug and Daddy Show, weekdays at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Our listeners will enjoy hearing us.
And welcome back here to Wood River. Tight game early on, but Kearney Catholic, about midway through the first quarter, just really started shooting the ball very, very well and just got things rolling. And Kearney Catholic wins this one fairly comfortably, a final of 57-37, a 20-point win here for the Stars. Kearney Catholic now 6-3 on the year. Wood River now falls to 5-3. On the season. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries a great selection of college hoodies. They're 25% off NFL hoodies. If you need to get ready for the playoffs, they have them at Misco's. Of course, if you need equipment to continue playing basketball, or if you're kind of beginning to make that transition and practicing indoors some of those spring sports, they can get you equipped with everything you need. Get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. So let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, here for Wood River. Leading the way for them was Tyler Herman. He finished with 11 points on the night. And Cooper Wissing, the next leading scorer, as he finished with 9 points on the evening to go with 11 rebounds here in the game. So he missed a couple of free throws in that fourth quarter. They kept him from having a double-double. So the leading scorer was Herman with 11, 9 for Wissing to go with 11 rebounds. After that, a couple of points for Quinn Brungart. Those came from the free throw line. Sam Wadicheski finished with 2 points in the game, 5 points off the bench for Trace Armstrong late in the game, and 2 points for Riley Ager.